Best Variety Mix 97. The Belleville Senators. Well, listen, they need your help out there and their support. They're trying to make a run for it. And hanging out with us live here in the studio right now is Dan Yeenik.
That's right.
You know, yesterday was such a struggle. Me walking around the hallway asking staff members, listen, I don't want to sound like an idiot tomorrow. I got an interview with this guy. How do I pronounce his name right? So seeing this on paper just threw me off for a good hour. How are you?
Not too bad. How about you?
You look, by the way, he came into the studio fresh. He's got these white sneakers on. They're the whitest sneakers I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, they're like mirror right now.
Are you a big shoe guy?
I like my shoes, but I wouldn't say I'm a huge shoe guy.
You're a standout player right now with Belleville, and you've even tied the franchise record with 5 assists in 1 game. I mean, what's your secret to keeping your energy up on the ice, and how do you carry that over into the locker room?
I don't know, good nap before the game. I mean, you know, obviously my teammates are out there to help me, which they did. They scored a couple of nice goals. Just lucky to touch the puck before that, honestly.
Do you have any little extra things you do before you get ready for a game? I know some players do. You like to have music on in the locker room or...
Honestly, I don't think I do anything crazy. I like to have 2 coffees before the game. But yeah, pretty standard stuff.
What do you have in your coffee?
Just black before the game.
Oh, wow. I can't do that.
Yeah, gets me going.
Coming from Chechnya and now making waves, I mean, the AHL, and I mean, you've been around the NHL as well, too. But what's the biggest difference between hockey here and maybe back home?
Honestly, obviously, it's smaller rinks here. So I would say it's a little more physical and faster. Back home, I would say guys try to be more skilled, probably.
Yeah. Did you find any cultural mix-ups when you came here to Canada?
Not really. I had a good team. They accepted me and taught me everything I know.
Yeah, and that's really key, too. It's good for that you can bond with other players on the team because obviously it's going to make you better players.
Definitely.
All out on the ice. As I mentioned, you played a little bit in the NHL, and now you're back here in Belleville pushing hard for the playoffs. I mean, how do you stay motivated after, I mean, playing a season, all the practices? What drives you to and keeps you better every day, especially with the talent that's around you?
I would just, you know, the playoffs, that's what it's all about. That's what you play all year. You can come out of the wild card. You can be the first team and you can win the cup. So that's what matters the most. And winners are at the end of the season with the cup. So I would say that's what keeps everybody going. And, you know, winning, that's the most fun.
Yeah.
So winning with the guys, it's having fun. So.
Well, it's important, too. I mean, you are a professional. You got to stay healthy. You're not here just to play rec hockey here. You know what I mean? You're looking to stand out. By the way, I got to, off the ice, we know you're a newlywed. How does your wife, Jenna, support you during your hockey career?
She loves it. She's there all the time. She helps me through it, helps through the tough times, anytime I'm hurt or anything. So she's a huge part of my life and of my hockey career, and I'm thankful for her.
Do you have any pets?
We have 2 dogs.
Nice. What are their names?
Rocky and Bowie.
What kind of dogs are they?
One is a mini Australian Shepherd, and Bowie is a rescue dog, and he's supposed to be Australian Shepherd mix.
Oh, those dogs will keep you busy.
Yeah. They will keep you on your toes, that's for sure.
Should mention the next game against Cleveland on Sunday. Now, this is an important one. It's a playoff spot, so fan support is key. How much do you feed off the fans?
I mean, you know, if the ring is filled up, if the crowd is going, I don't think you can ask for anything better.
Yeah.
That's fun. I said it's fun playing with the guys, but playing in front of the fans is really fun, and I think I'm now speaking for the whole team when I say that we play better when crowd is sold out.
I like the determination. I can see it in your face. You're like, I'm not messing around. Listen.
I'm in business.
I love it. We got David Foote hanging out in the studio. Of course, David Foote. Mix Nation knows David Foote. I mean, you're a legend around the company. Is there some other things we should maybe mention?
Well, I mean, there's lots going on. Like you said, playoff pushes here. So a couple big games this weekend. Friday night, the Toronto Marlies are here.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll go to Toronto on Saturday. So big playoff points on the line there. And then You were mentioning the next-gen game on Sunday afternoon. It's kind of cool because we're shining a spotlight on exactly that, the next generation of not just players on the ice, but off the ice as well. We'll have a junior PA announcer on Sunday afternoon. We'll have some help in the broadcast booth with us as well. Our jerseys were designed by a fan.
That's what I heard.
A young fan. So those actually are in, and guys will be wearing those. We'll auction them off after the game. All kinds of fun stuff happening. And Friday night, I should mention, is our Road to the AHL night. Trading card giveaway on Friday ahead of the game against the Marlies. So make sure you're at both of those games, preferably.
Jan, we wish you and the Belleville Senators all the best. Thanks for stopping by the studio.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hi, I'm